The Aveda, let's say you're a Shomer Aveda. You find somebody's Aveda, and you're watching it. And then the owner comes to you and says, listen, I have a sim, and you're holding my chavis to give it back to me. And you say, you know what, true, I found it, but it was stolen from me. And then later we find out that you're a shaker and you're a liar. And you really have it. In such a case, Mishal Tashlumi Kefil. Still you have to pay Kefil. Toyin Tainas Ganif by Aved also gives you a law like a Ganif, that you have to pay Kefil. Shinam, because the Pasuk says, Akol Aved Shayimar. Even by an Aved also you have the same halacha. By an Aved also, Shemer Aved also. If you're Toyin Tainas Ganif, and then we come out and you swear, and we come out that you're a liar, really you have it, you have a look like a regular ganif, and therefore you'll have to pay back kefil to the bailiff.
Now really, that's what this whole sugi was talking about. From the beginning of the Gemara onwards, that said like, Minohan Emili, how do we know this? See, Minohan Emili always was, not that stand as the parasha of ganif or kefil, but of toyin tanas ganif. How do we know that if you're a shomer on a shor, on a sin, a chamor, on a psalm, or anything, and if you're toyin tanas ganif, and then we find out that you're a shakran, how do we know to say that you have a din ganif, that you have to pay kefil? That's what we're darshaning all these psukim. So the last pasuk is, not only by a regular shomer, even by a shomer aveda also we have the same halacha. But all these first halachas were that in a case where you are a shomer and you're toyin tanas ganif, that you have a din to pay kefil, whether it's a shor, whether it's a chamor, or the sugi before, whether it's oifes, oifes terim, oifes temeyos, all these we have ribuyim to say, you have a lock of toyin tanas ganif. And on this last Gemara before that we said, when the Gemara says, Salma is lamute dovashenu mesuyim, if you don't have a simon, that's what Rashi learns. Dovashenu mesuyim means, if the owner does not have a simon in it. And we were told to ask the question, like, what's the difference if you have a simon or not? Lamaisa, we're talking about that you're a shomer. If you're a shomer over it, and now the owner comes and says, give it back to me, and you're kaifer, and you swear, and then later we find out you're a shakran, so churi shavah shem ganef, what's the difference whether it has a whether it's called a simon or not? Therefore, Toys learns is talking about a different case. It's talking about the cloud is the Amish boyim, Elo Adova Sheva Midi Vesheva Mishkol, Vesheva Minion. La Fuki Bayes Smolly Mesat Lucho, Vikis Smolly. Haloyema Mashinat Lucho, in the case where I say I gave you over something, and you yourself did not know exactly how much I gave over to you, in such a case you bought it from a Shvua. So here also, you won't have to swear in the case where you turn Tanis Ganef, you would not have to swear about it. Therefore, you would not have the Lucho like a Ganef. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Samach Yumal on my base, on top. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there. If somebody says, Hey, Chir Pikadoni, the Bala boss comes back and tells the Shomer HaPikadon, where's my Pikadon that I told you to watch? I gave you something to watch for me. Give it back to me. So Omalois, the Shomer answers back and says, Ovad, it was lost. So the owner says, Mashbiach ani, I want you to swear to me. And the Omer Omer, and he says, yes. So the kids of the Shomer HaPikadon swore to say that the Pikadon was Ovad, was lost. And Masami is like a Shomer Chinam, that is potter on Geneva V'Aveda. Then the Edom Eden Oisai Shochlu. Later Edom come and say, they know Edis, that he himself ate it up. So Alokhar is Mishalem Es HaKeren. You don't have to pay Keren. Not more, he doesn't have to pay Kepel over here. Because since he did not toy in Tainas Ganef, he only tainted that it was Ovad, he does not have a luck like a Ganef, he doesn't have to pay Kefil. What about Hoido al Piatzmoy? Let's say after he swore false, first he swore that it was lost, and then he himself admits that he himself ate it up. So it comes out that he admits that he swore false also. So Lachar is Mishala and Keren v'chaymish v'yoshim. He has to pay back the Keren. There's no Kefil here, because there was no Kefil anyway, you don't have to pay by yourself. But you pay back a chaimish, and you, for the shvua that you swore false, and you have to bring a korban oshem because you swore false. What about heichon pikdoni? Let's say the balabos comes back and asks the shomer, "Where's the pikodin? Where's the object that I told you to watch for me?" Or maloi. So the shomer says, "Yishino nignav. It was stolen from me." Mashviach ani v'yomer amen. So the balabos says, "Swear," and he says, "Yes, he swore." So come to size now, the Shomer freed himself with a Toyin Tanas Ganef. So in such a case, then the Edom Edenoi Soi Shagonvu, then later Edom come and say, it wasn't stolen from you, just you yourself stole it. You yourself have it. Is here, Mishal Tashlumi Kefil. You have to pay Kefil. So we learned before that Toyin Tanas Ganef, you have the Lachal as if you yourself are a Ganef.
Hoide meyatzmoi, let's say you admit it by yourself, hoide meyatzmoi, mishalem kerem v'chaymish v'yoshim. If you admit yourself that you're the one that took it, so then kefel yipotah, because kefel is like a kenas, and moide v'kenas is potah. But you have to pay back the kerem, and the chaymish, and for korban oshim you have to bring for the shvur sheker, for the shvur that you swore, false. That's called an asham gezelus. And it only comes if you hoido a piv, if you yourself admit it. So Mara says, Ketani Mio, what did we learn? I call upon him over here. Ketani Mio, Beto Yin Tainis Ganif, the Mishalim Tashlum Mekefel, that after Shoimer, Tainis first says that it was stolen from him. And then we find out, no, he has it, that he has to pay Kefel, he has a look as if he himself was a Ganif. Avo, but in the first case, where it was only Beto Yin Tainis Ovad, where the Taina was just that it was lost from him, Loi Mishalim Tashlum Mekefel, then he does not have to pay Kefel. A Toyin Tainus Ovad does not have a luck like you're a Ganif, even though later we find out that you yourself have it. Now, the Afilu Toyin Tainus Ganif, even in the case where you yourself tainid, that you freed yourself, because you said it was stolen from you, Bishvua, who do Mishal Tashlumi Kefum? It's only if you swore to it, like the Bryce says, V'yomer Omen, and he swore to it that it was stolen from him. Avol Shalai Bishvua, but Mashmif the Shamer himself does not swear that it was stolen. He only says it was stolen from him. Then later we find out that he himself really has it. So it's mashma that einoy mishalom tashlumi kefil. He does not have to pay back kefil. So the question is, minohanimili, how do we know all these yisoidis? How do we know that? But toyin tanas ganav, yes. Toyin tanas ovid, no. And even toyin tanas ganav, it's only yes for a shrua. How do we know all this? So Mar says now, the Torah Rabbanu word like this. The pasuk says, im yimot say haganav, if you find the ganav. So the Gemara says, Yishno, Bitoyin, Tanis, Ganav, Akosim, Medaber. The Apostle is talking about, not that you really stole, but just you were a Shomer, and you told the owner that it was stolen from you. That's called Toyin, Tanis, Ganav. You complained back to the owner when he asked for it and told him, it was stolen from me. That's what the Apostle is talking about. So Gemara says, Atuayma, you're telling me, Bitoyin, Tanis, Ganav. That's what the Apostle is talking about. Oyena, maybe not like that. Elo, Beganav, Atzmoy. Maybe the pasuk is talking about by Ganif himself, where the person mamish stole it. Shemar says no, kushuaim. When the pasuk says im lo yimotzei haganif, if you do not find the ganif, so therefore heviyoyim. Therefore, I say v'toyin tainas ganif akosam medaber. And the pasuk over here is talking about toyin tainas ganif. The Rashi says kushuaim im lo yimotzei ganif ulekaim leidem mukmin lo v'toyin tainas ganif. Shenim tohu biyatzmoi gonav heve, that he himself was a ganif. Tahai krod liyel nami b'shenimtsa balabayish shakron komar kamei parchina and trei krod omeli. That we have two pesukim here. What do we need two pesukim for? But I call part of this pasuk is Mashman's talking about not that it was really stolen, but just you were a shamer and you said it was stolen from you. Now the Gemara says Tanya the chulent another brisa. It says the pasuk im yimotzei haganif, if you find the ganif. So the ganif atzmei kosam medaber. Here the pasuk is talking about you find the ganif himself. Ah, to why you telling me the ganif atzmei? The pasuk is talking about where you find the ganif himself. Or yeyno, maybe not that way. Or yeyno yele b'toyin tainis ganif. Maybe we're talking about where really he's only a shomer. Just he tainis, he complains that it was stolen from him. So Mar says no. Kishuaim, when the pasuk says im lo yimotzi a ganif, if you did not find the ganif. Hare, that's the case of Toyin Tanis Ganif, Omar. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. If so, Hamani Mekayim, what do I do with the Pasuk? Im Yimotzei HaGanif, if you find the Ganif. So here this Brisa says, it means, the Ganif Atzma Kosim Medaber. So of course it's a Shailo, what this Pasuk of Im Yimotzei HaGanif is talking about. Is it talking about the case where you're a Ganif itself? To the Ganif himself we're talking about? Or are we talking to the Shomer that only Toyin Tanis Ganif? No. Gemara says, but the kula yalma miyos, everybody agrees though, that im lo yimotzei haganif, v'toyin tainas ganif tziv. That's what the post is talking about. Im lo yimotzei ganif. The question is about im yimotzei haganif. But the other post that says, im lo yimotzei haganif, that for sure is talking about toyin tainas ganif. Gemara says, my mashma, how do you know that? Where's the mashmoyis like that? Gemara says, amarovo, im lo yimotzei kumay shomar. The post means like this. Later, if we find out that it's not like the Shomer said, In other words, first the Shemis said it was stolen from him. And later we find out it's not like he said, but rather Ella Shuatz Maganov. But rather he himself really has it. He himself wants to steal it. So in such a case, the Pasuk says, Yishalim Shnayim, that you have to pay kefil. Now, Uminolan de Vishvua, how do we know that by Toyin Tanis Ganav is only if the Shemis swears first? Tatanya will not like this. The Pasuk says, V'nikrav balabayis el Elohim, the balabos brings you to Bezdin. So, l'shvua, it means that it brings you to Bezdin that you have to swear that it was stolen from you. So, the Gemara says, Ataima, you want to tell me l'shvua? We're talking about that the balabos makes you swear. Oyeinu, maybe not that way, el Eladin, maybe just the balabos brings you to the Din Torah. He brings you in to have a psak din, whether you have to pay or not. So, the Gemara says, no. Never, it says, shlichas yad lamata. The psukim below this is talking about shlichas yad. For them, shlichas yad lamal. It says shlichas yad above also. So mal halam b'shvua, just like over there before talking about, you make a shvua. Hatay, you hear this pasuk also. Afkan b'shvua. Here also we're talking about with a shvua. So that's how we know dafka with a shvua. Yeah. Rashi says shlichas yad lamata b'shoy mesocha. Pasuk says shvua sashem tia ben shneim him lo sholach. And shlichas yad lamalur is v'nikra balabayis elo lehim im lasholach yodai. So we say both of them mean with a shvua. So more says like this: bishle malaman diyama chad beganif v'chad b'tarantinas ganif haino dichsev trei kroi. Now good, so we prove the point that you have to have a shvua. But now if you tell me now im yimotzi ganif, is talking about the ganif himself. Im lo yimotzi ganif, is talking about tarantinas ganif. That's why it's good. Why need two psukim? But the first man diyoma that said both of them is talking about v'toyin and tainas ganif. If both psukim are talking about where the ganif himself, where the shomer only complains and says that it was stolen from him, but not that he really made a real ma'aseh geneva, if so, shrei kroi lomli, what do I need two psukim for? So Moses, I'm going to tell you like this: chad, true, we have two psukim here that there's a parsha of toyin tainas ganif. If you just complain and tell us that it was stolen from you, and you swore to it, and then we find out you have it, you have a luck as if you're a ganif. So what do I need two pasukim for? Chad, one pasuk is lamutei tainis ovid, to tell us that only if you toy and it was stolen from you, but not if you only say it was lost. If you only say ovad, then you do not become a ganif. And ulaman diyoma, that's what I need two. One is lagufa, it wants to teach us that tainis ovad is, it doesn't have the locha. Now, ulaman diyom echad beganif, v'chad b'torin tainis ganif, to loy miyaser, he doesn't have anything extra, if so, lemute tainis ovad minolei. How does he know this yisoid, that if the shema complains and says it was lost from him, and then later we find out that he has it, that he's not called like a ganif, he doesn't have to pay kefil. How do we know it? So Gemara says, he makes a drasha from miganif haganif. It says, im yimotzei haganif. So from the word haganif, that's what we're learning out from. So from the hey we learn out, it's only from a tainus ganif and not from a tainus ovat. The other Gemara says, Laman diyama tavaya b'torin tainus ganif. Timutilei torin tainus ovat. That he says you use one to teach us not an ovat. If so, ganif haganif my darish bay, what does he dash from the extra hay? From the haganif, what does he do with the word haganif? So it tells the Amrulach and enter back, mi boilel in the Kareb Chiba Rabba. We need it for Rabbi Chiba Rabba's halacha. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, it says over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. The Yom Rabbi Chiba Rabba. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, you should know, ha toyin tainas ganav epikodin. If somebody's toyin tainas ganav by epikodin, that means you're a shamer of epikodin. And you tain it back to the Bible that was stolen from you. And then we find out that it's a false, that really you have it. That mishalm tashlumi kefal, that you have to pay back kefal. What about tofach umochar? Let's say you yourself later shechted it. Now you yourself sold it. Is mishan tashlumi above the chamisha, that you have to pay above the chamisha. So you see, even though you're only a toyin tainas ganif, you're only a shomer, and really you did not steal it. You did not steal it. Just you tainted that it was stolen from you. So that has a look like your mamish a ganif, that later if you yourself sold it or you yourself made a shechiter on it, you have to pay dal v'hei. That's well enough, an extra word like ganif, haganif, that's what the hay teaches me. Now, leman diyom, according to the other man diyom that says, no, these two psukim, chad the ganif, im yimotzi, haganif is talking about the ganif himself. V'chadam, the second pasuk, Yim lo yimotzi haganif. It's talking about the toy in tainus ganif. If so, the haganif, haganif, afke lemuti tainus ovad, you needed the extra diyuk from the word haganif to teach us that when is there a pasha by a shomer, if he toy is tainus ganif, that he himself has lach like a ganif? Only when he tainus ganif. But if he only tainus ovad, then he does not have a lach like a ganif. That's what the pasuk says, haganif. Only when you tain is gneva, and then we find out you have it, do you have a lot like a ganif? But not if you tain is ovad. If so, to Rav Chiya Barabi Minolei, how do you know then to say this chiddush, that even when you tain is ganif, and later you yourself shechted that you chayiv, how do you know this? Omloch, I tell you, hekeshu. This is a hekesh. There will be makesh these two halachas of the ganif himself to a toyin tain is ganif. So any halacha that a ganif himself has, the same halach applies when you're a toy in tainus ganif. If you're just a shomer, and you yourself didn't really make a maisik neva, you just say it was stolen from you. And later we find out you're a shakran, that you have a lach like a ganif. So it's a hekish that you're mamish like a regular ganif, therefore you'd have to pay dal vei if you make a mechir or a tzvicha. Or a tzvicha. And the klal is, v'yein meshiv and al hekesha. You can't ask any questions on a hekish. So Gemara says, everything is very good. If both psukim are talking about turn tainus ganif, if so, ganif atzmo minolei. How do we know the pasha by ganif himself then? Like the pasha that is talking about turn tainus ganif. How do we know by ganif himself would be the same halacha? In other words, then that man we have a pasuk for ganif. But if you hold these two psukim are talking about toyin tainus ganif, it's like, where's the pasuk that talks about ganif himself? How do you know the pasha of a ganif himself? Maybe you tell me, that's a svara I know from a kav chayma. Me toyin tainus ganif. That's madach if you don't really steal it. Just you're only a shomer and you taina that it was stolen from you. And later we find out that you're a liar, you have a lach like you yourself stole it. So when you actually steal something, avadi have these halachas. So Mura says, if so, da'yu lovim in adin liyas kenodin. We should learn it out only from turn tainus. It has to be like turn tainus ganif, which is what? Ma'al halam b'shua. Just like by the parsha of turn tainus ganif, it's only if you swear first. So maybe every ganif also, he's only chayiv kefu, he's only chayiv da'ot v'hei maybe, afkan b'shua. Maybe only if he makes he swears to it. And we know it's not that way. So how do we know a regular ganif has to pay kefu and has a din of da'ot v'hei?
So the Gemara answers, Nafkulei min the Tana de Bechiski, learns it out from Tana de Bechiski's halacha. The Tana de Bechiski, he says, the Pasuk really says here, Im himotze simotze biyodi hagneva, so the Pasuk says, Mishor ad chamor ad se chayim shnayim mishalim. So, Chiski dashens this Pasuk comes to include all type of things it applies a gneva to. So here we learn out a ganif. Now, here is the Kasha Chizkiya, Yoy Mashor, let the Pasuk just say, Shoru Gneva. V'hakoyu b'chlal, which is just what it said, Im himotze simotze biyodi ha-gneva mishor, that alone I know everything. So Morris says, no, Ilu Kachav would have just said, Gneva and Shor, Yisem, I would have said to say, Maha prat mefurish kol v'gabi mizbech. It only says something like a Shor, which is kol v'gabi mizbech. I would have thought to say, Af koil, all other animals, which is kol v'gabi mizbech. But I would not know more. So then I would say, Ma yesh tochol hovi. Says so, like the Gneva is the klal. What does the klal come to include more? Se. It comes to include se. So maybe only these things. So Morris says,